Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Great American Senior Show. I'm your gray-haired host, Sam Yates, and today I'm proud to be on the Pruitt campus, Indian River State College, and one of the reasons that I'm proud to be here is that I'm a Pioneer alumni. So this is not only a bit of a homecoming, but it's also a special day for me to say hello to an old friend who really isn't old, but we go back a long ways. Andy Treadwell. And Andrew Treadwell. You are the president of the Pruitt campus. Welcome to the program today.
Well, Sam, first, thanks for having me on the show. Always a pleasure to have our alumni back on our campuses anytime we can. It's always great for Indian River State College's name to be out there. And yes, I might have a few gray hairs up there, but I'm getting more distinguished every year. So thanks for having me on today.
Well, I'll try not to add too many gray hairs to that repertoire, but give us a little background about Andy. You've relatively new as far as being the president of the campus, but you are not new to the region. You've been around quite a while.
That's right, Sam. I came to the Treasure Coast in Port St. Lucie about 2005. That was a funny story. I'd been working for a lobbyist. I'd been in the legislative process. I was working for a lady named Carol Duncanson, who had known Senator Ken Pruitt. So I got to work for his foundation some. And one day he called me up and said, you know, you're moving to Port St. Lucie and you're going to work for me. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I went back to my lobbyist. I said, look, we got a good thing going on in Fort Lauderdale. And she looked me dead in the eye and goes, you're moving to Port St. Lucie. The man's going to be the Senate president. One of the greatest moves I could have ever made. My wife and I have been here since 2005. I worked for the senator for about 5 years in Florida Senate, all through his Senate presidency. And then Dr. Ed Massey, who was the president of Indian River State College, recruited me to come work for him. So I did that, and I spent 11 years working for Dr. Massey in the office of the president. We then had Dr. Tim Moore come, who is our new president in September of 2020, and he is a whirling dervish of innovation, not like any academic I've ever worked for, but he made me his chief of staff for a year, and most recently, just this past September of 2021, he made me the campus president of the Pruitt campus.
Well, you know, when you're on the Pruitt campus and you come from the Pruitt background, those are some tall shoes to fill in many, many different ways. And I should say you and I probably go back to those early Pruitt days.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when I was here for the groundbreaking, the presentation for the School of Nursing kickoff, you and I met and it was just like old home week. So, you know, I'm glad that we can be back and talk about some exciting things going on here on campus.
I think it was one of those things, Sam, where we looked at each other across the room, looked at familiar faces, hadn't seen each other in a while. And like, I'm glad we were able to reconnect that day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pruitt campus is a busy campus. Tell us about what's going on here.
Sure, Sam. One of the things we're absolutely known for is we host most of Indian River State College's physical science programs. We have an innovative 55,000 square foot STEM center on the north side of our campus. We do a lot of biology, chemistry, anatomy and physiology. Many of our math programs are located out of your typical STEM programs. The idea there was this was even a project that Senator Ken Pruitt helped us get the funding for, and it was to support the region's growing biotech industry. At one time, we were going to be the research coast, and that vision's coming to fruition with Cleveland Clinic's large investment in the area. So STEM is a main part of what we do here on our campus. We also are heavily into our veterans. We've just established a Veteran Center of Excellence. We dedicated that facility just last Friday on January 21st. Had the Secretary of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, Major General Hartzell down from Tallahassee. He came and gave some nice remarks. We have two dedicated full-time advisors there that are there to help any veterans in the community, whether Korean War or coming out of the most recent conflict. We want to make sure that training and education needs are met.
You know, for our audience, I have to sometimes stop and paint a picture, and the picture that I would just paint for them right now is Mr. Treadwell smiling ear to ear, ear to ear, because those were some great accomplishments to get people of that stature here for Indian River State College.
Right. The executive director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs is a wonderful man, really wants to take care of all of our veterans. We've got a growing veteran population. More and more people are moving to Florida every single year, and that includes veterans. Dr. Moore, our president, is a veteran himself. He's a veteran of the United States Army after 7 years, and he believes it's our it's our duty to help do everything we can to serve veterans. So our Veteran Center of Excellence was a Department of Education grant that we received just this past year. It's 3 years at about $450,000. Our president's supplementing that with a lot of additional funding, a lot of additional space. We have a 13,000 square foot veteran center now. And the goal, the long term, is to make sure that if there are gaps in the community, if there are folks out there that don't understand their VA benefits, maybe we can also help them. So if we can't help them, we know the people that can. So we're serving in that capacity.
And I think there's a tradition here of always being a resource and certainly living up to that resource capability with the Veterans Center. So if I could, go ahead.
And Sam, let me touch on that a little bit, because folks who are listening may not understand Indian River State College. And Indian River State College, we offer everything from baccalaureate degrees all the way down to quick industry certifications. We run the gamut. But our DNA is a community college. So we like to do everything we can to reach out into our community to make sure that if there are needs, we're addressing them.
You know, in some respects, we talked a little before the program, and I think in some respects, people may have forgotten about that community touch. So it's important for us to do this type of program. Not that they have forgotten, but they just need to be given a little gentle reminder. Hey, that giant in the backyard is Indian River State College, but the roots in the community still run deep.
Absolutely, Sam. And that's one of the things that I've made as a mission as a campus president. St. Lucie County is an area I want to shamelessly promote everything we're doing. We're the seventh largest city in the state of Florida in Port St. Lucie. And there are folks that don't even know that this campus exists or even the college exists. And that's a shame. That's on us. We want to make sure that we're pushing everything out there, because we have everything from lifelong learning institutes to make sure that anybody who wants to keep up with what's going on at the college can do that to high school dual enrollment.
And we're certainly going to get into talking about some of those things. We were talking earlier, you mentioned with the veterans program, it was a 3-year program that received funding. And that funding asterisk should also go beside funding for a major expansion of the nursing program. So let's take it from a back into the equation type situation with science, technology, engineering, mathematics as all on this campus, and we were talking about the various types of degrees and certifications. You have an excellent reputation for having a nursing program already in place.
Absolutely, Sam, and that's the beauty of this branch campus. It's large enough that we do a lot of STEM. We're taking care of our veterans. We offer almost every generalized program, certainly the AA path for our transfer students. But what you've touched on here is probably the biggest announcement that Indian River State College has made in a long time. Certainly the largest program expansion that I can recall after my 12 years at IRSC. And that's that here at the Pruitt campus, we're going to be doubling the size of our nursing program. So our School of Nursing is going to grow by 2 times. And that means a lot. I'm sure many of your listeners are aware. The Florida Hospital Association released a report a few months back that said Florida's headed towards a bigger nursing gap. By the year 2035, we're going to be 60,000 nurses short. So we're looking to expand capacity because we have to. One of the things our president, Dr. Moore, talks about is that we have a moral imperative to do this. At Indian River State College, we have one of the most competitive nursing programs in the state of Florida, if not nation, and we have limited capacity. So we have a waiting list for students to get into our nursing program, and many of these students are qualified. Then on the other side of the equation, we have hospitals. Cleveland Clinic is expanding their operations. All of our HCA partners are expanding their operations. We have other healthcare providers that are looking to move to the area. We need more nurses. So we have the supply wanting to come in, and the demand is there. We're that missing piece. So that's what's so important. And what we've done is we've announced about a $13 to $15 million capital expansion. So here on this campus, we're going to do, I believe it's 130,000 square feet of space dedicated to the School of Nursing, and it's going to be state of the art. We are doing a simulation center, and we can touch on the finer details. I'm dangerous when I talk about this. Our dean of the School of Nursing is really the one that you want on this front. But I get so excited knowing that we're going to be making a difference. Just numbers alone, Sam, we do about 130 to 160 associate degree in nursing students annually, and our ADN students are the ones that that test for the RN. They get the licensure,
and that's the current numbers.
Current, yes, sir.
Which are very impressive, and we're anticipating to possibly double that, if not more.
Right. So our ADN students, we want to get to 310, 320 on an annual basis, and that doesn't include, you know, lower end our LPNs, and then the higher end our BSNs. And you know, we're even working with a number of partners to try and bring more masters and PhD opportunities for these nursing students who go further and further and further.
And you know, I was again here when this was kicked off, and to hear the various speakers say how important it is, and Rob Lord, Cleveland Clinic, prior to his retirement, I think that may have been the time that he announced the retirement officially during that ceremony. He said, look, we have jobs waiting. We have jobs now for these graduates. And that's a fact.
Sam, our president and I have had conversations with Dr. Iannotti, the chief of staff at Cleveland Clinic. And, you know, he said it somewhat in jest, but he goes, as many nurses as you can produce, I'll take. And, you know, that is the reality that we're facing, is that, you know, as more people move to Florida, as a population continues to age, we need nurses. And the one issue here that's, you know, complicating this is COVID has made the industry suffer from burnout. It's, you know, we've watched, we still have a waiting list, but we've watched our numbers drop some, and that's even more concerning.
And I can attest to the impact of COVID, because I have clients within the senior care sectors, as well as work with hospitals all over the state of Florida. And as they work on reducing readmissions, one of the things that they're saying is, we could do a better job, and we will do a better job, but we're short-staffed. You hit right on the nail right on the head. It's not just within this region, and it's throughout the state of Florida and throughout the nation.
Right, right. It's a problem not unique to our area or our state. It is widespread, and if we don't start doing things about it now, you know, the problem's going to smack us in the face.
Yeah.
I was pleased to hear Dr. Moore drove up to Tallahassee this morning at the invitation of Senator Gail Harrell, our local senator here, to talk on a panel at an appropriations subcommittee for Health and Human Services in the Florida Senate. And, you know, from what I understand, is he let him have it. He said, folks, if we don't start addressing this with additional capacity, we don't start addressing it on the accreditation front, on the clinicals front, you know, there are a lot of issues that can hold back the size of nursing programs, funding being the first and foremost. But we've got to start addressing this and getting more students through.
On that matter of funding, there's an interesting story behind your funding, in that it was a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sam, we were very, very fortunate at Indian River State College. We were one of the few higher ed institutions who received the largest gift in our history. The philanthropist, Mackenzie Scott, donated $45 million to Indian River State College and our foundation. And we've been working and planning on how to use that money most effectively. And as we thought about it, nursing was one of those areas that our president felt so strongly about, that this is the first big announcement we've had that is coming out of the Mackenzie Scott funding. And what he's trying to do with that is not just expand our nursing output, but also get into all of our communities, the underserved communities, to make sure that our nursing production looks like America, that we have folks from rural areas, that we have minority representation. So we want this equity feel to really represent the way that our School of Nursing looks. And we're very proud. We're honored that Mackenzie Scott made that donation. And, you know, nursing is one of the areas we can make the biggest impact right up front.
And I know that there will be other announcements coming down the pike, and I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse, but as those announcements are happening or getting ready to happen, we would love to come back and be part of that effort to get the information out there. And we're coming up on about 15, 16 minutes into the program, and I try to keep them about that length, if not just a little longer, so that people can listen in their car or when they're doing their morning workouts. But as you talk about the communities served by Indian River State College, give us a geographical map, but I know that the reach of the college is nationwide, if not worldwide.
Right, right. Our IRSC Global does serve students in many nations all across the country. Surprisingly, we have a good following in the state of Washington. But we are the second most affordable college publicly in the nation by the U.S. Department of Education. So our price point is fantastic, not just in the state of Florida, but outside the state of Florida. And our geographic region, we serve a four-county region. Okeechobee is a little more rural. A lot of good bass fishing out there.
Yep.
Salt of the earth folks. And then we own three coastal counties, Indian River County, which folks may be familiar with, Vero Beach. St. Lucie County, which is Fort Pierce and Port St. Lucie, effectively, and then Martin County, you know, your Stuart and your Hope Sound, Jensen Beach and such, all the way out into Indiantown. So we're very proud of who we serve. We're 62 years old now at Indian River State College, and it's our joy to serve the Treasure Coast communities in Okeechobee.
Now, when we first started the program, I was taking a look at a lot of the different topics we could talk about today. And yes, we are going to come back and sit down with the Dean of the School of Nursing so we can really drill down into that, because I think that's important for those throughout the Treasure Coast and throughout the country that depend on highly skilled people, nurses, RNs, and those who are in support capacity. So I want to drill down into that. But we also have a lot more to talk about the Pruitt campus and overall programs. So my question to you, can you come back for another episode?
Oh, Sam, it'd be my honor to come back and spend some more time with you. I appreciate what you're doing in our community and across the nation and for our great American seniors. So happy to do so.
Very good. So right before I wrap up, I have to say that this program is being brought to you by VIP America. They're a local nurse registry. And one of the things that I talk about when I mention VIP America is that a lot of people now are looking at what happened during the pandemic to say, hey, as a senior citizen, I believe I would be better off if I were aging in place or aging at home. And that is what VIP as a nurse registry does. They make sure that they pair up those needing care with those who can provide care. And the message there is, go ahead and contact them and register in advance. If you're an aging person or you have someone in your household, don't wait till the last minute, because that takes time. And, you know, time is fleeting. So go ahead, give them a call, get registered. And why do that? Because they pair you up with your likes. You mentioned bass fishing. Maybe there is a caregiver that loves bass fishing. You have pets. They have pets. It's someone that loves the New York Yankees. I don't know about that one. That's a tough one. But they do their best to match up the caregivers with those needing the care. So please give them a call, VIP America. So we're going to have Andy back, and we're going to spend more time here at the Indian River State College Pruitt campus. Thank you, Andy, again for being here.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Great American Senior Show, I'm your gray-haired host. And that's the way the program ends.